I kept thinking about him and wondering how he was doing, which I think was the Holy Spirit bringing him to mind.
So what does it look like to be led by the Holy Spirit? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Wayne Grudem senses the Holy Spirit's leading during morning prayer and at many times throughout the day.
Those are little examples of being led by the Holy Spirit, but many times during the day, and even in, that'll happen to me, and even in bigger decisions about what writing project I should undertake, I'll have a sense of this is right, this is what God wants me to do. It's especially strong when I'm praying, or it comes to my mind when I spend special time in prayer in the morning. And that seems to me to be the way that I'm discerning the leading of the Holy Spirit.
And one interesting example of the Spirit's leading involved a boyhood friend who'd been a neighbor for 13 years.
I have a boyhood friend who lived next door to me for the first 13 years of my life. And I've had him on my mind and called him. He's living in another state. And I was able to talk with him about the gospel and the message of Christ and actually pray with him on the phone to trust in Christ for salvation.
And Wayne shares several ways he was led to make that call.
Now, that was a combination of things. One was I kept thinking about him and wondering how he was doing, which I think was the Holy Spirit bringing him to mind. Another was I find that unless I start each day with a time, quiet time of Bible reading and prayer myself, the day just doesn't seem to go well. But when I do that, oftentimes in the middle of the prayer time, God will bring things to mind that I hadn't been thinking of.
Wayne sensed the Spirit's leading through Bible reading and prayer in the morning, and through listening to the Spirit's nudges and advice from friends. So you can see, it's important to ask God to help you be a good listener.